Let's get to our guest. Marvin Lowe is with us. Marvin is Senior Global Macro Strategist at State Street Global Markets. He joins from Boston, where I'm sure things are a little chilly there. Not too chilly in the market today. Kind of a warm and fuzzy feeling. It looks like the Fed is beginning to express a little bit of openness that at least the tempo of these rate hikes, Marvin, may get adjusted to something a little less than 75 basis points. What does that mean for the outlook for equities as we look into 2023?
I mean, it's an encouraging development for sure. You know, we know we can't go 75 forever, or else we'd shut down the world from a financial tightening perspective. So, you know, it's nice to have that in terms of something that we could see in the short term. Kind of having said that, equities have been, you know, pretty excited about it, probably a little bit too excited about it, because getting to 50 and, you know, seeing the end doesn't necessarily mean that we're getting to cuts anytime soon. And I think that the markets are reading a lot into the fact that the Fed is slowing, and that doesn't necessarily mean a pivot.
What do we know about the lag effect of the rate increases that we've seen so far? You know, and we're going to get some data this week, consumer confidence, home sales, initial jobless claims. Those are all lagging indicators. We're probably yet to see the full effect of the hike so far. How close are we getting to the risk of over-tightening here?
Yeah, I mean, you know, what we know about the lag is that it exists. You know, first and foremost, we know it exists. And there are signs that the lags are certainly starting to emerge. It's a very unusual cycle right now, because the two most important data points for the Fed around the size of the job market, you know, the unemployment rate and how it feeds into inflation, are probably the most laggiest, if you will, of all the data points out there. But they're the most important. So the risk of over-tightening is there, because they do need to see stability on those fronts to be comfortable that they're at least getting to a point where there's some stability around it. So, you know, I really questioned over the course of the last couple of months whether or not a recession is a policy mistake or to a certain degree a policy goal, given the lags and given just how unbalanced the employment market appears to be at this point.
Or a necessary consequence of putting the genie back in the bottle when it comes to inflation. Boy, I was struck by some.
Hard.
Yeah, it really is difficult. I wouldn't like to be in that position. Talk about threading a needle. What do you make of some of these numbers, though, that we had from retailers today? Look at Best Buy up nearly 13%. Abercrombie up more than 21% today. Very quickly, Marvin, are you somewhat bullish on retail? Has the damage that has been inflicted in some of the equities for these companies, has it been overdone?
Well, you know, certainly they were the center of the storm, if you will. It was the easiest kind of part of the discussion to say, oh, you know, retail is going to struggle with everything that's going on. And we saw that early on. It was driven by income rather than kind of a broad base type movement. Mm-hmm. I still think there's wood to chop going into next year.
Marvin, in this somewhat challenging and volatile environment, I know you've got a strong preference for fixed income when it comes to putting money to work. Why is that, and where are you looking?
You know, it's an unfortunate aspect of kind of the environment that we're in, but I do think it's going to be hard to avoid a recession. And I think fixed income at these levels, and kind of given how bonds seem to be recoupling with the economic cycle, if you will, as we get further along in this tightening cycle, I think provides a little bit more clarity in terms of at least what direction those prices are going to go.
So talk to me a little bit about more fixed income. Is a pretty broad category. Are you looking more at the high yield space, away from sovereign or good quality corporate? Give me a sense of duration and whether or not this would include markets offshore.
Sure. So probably first and foremost is trying to figure out what treasuries are going to do relative to this Fed environment. And I do think that we do get duration outperforming in the event that these recession concerns that I have ultimately emerge. So kind of this curve flattening that we've seen, not necessarily having a lot more room to run given how inverted the curve is already, but duration should outperform in that kind of environment. So kind of starting there, that ultimately will support probably better quality corporate credits from a duration perspective, as well as their ability from a claims paying perspective to withstand some of those recessionary concerns that are out there. When we kind of think about it from an offshore perspective, I do think that there are compelling stories around various emerging markets, particularly those that are further along in their hiking cycle, further along in getting inflation in check, and ultimately offering some real yields that aren't necessarily offered in a lot of the other parts of the world. So, you know, emerging markets, a big thing, but thinking about it that way is probably how I would approach 2023.
So you don't prefer equities. Does that, are you telling us that you don't think that the bottom is in yet? Is there more to run here?
You know what? I mean, the challenges that we were getting to valuations that made things more attractive, and within a very short period of time, we went from, you know, maybe more fairly valued, maybe a little bit overvalued, back to what seems expensive. So we're kind of back in a discussion where things aren't cheap going into a recession. It's going to be a stock picker's year for sure. There are going to be winners as we get longer into this tightening cycle, which will get to a plateau within the foreseeable future. I would prefer equities in the second half of the year once we really know how much further the Fed has to go and what type of recessionary environment we're looking at.
So when you put that trade on, what's the theme? I mean, are you defensive? Is it consumer-related issues that you would really be looking at more so, let's say, than technology?
You know what? I do think consumer gets thrown in a large basket, so we have to pick which consumer pool is going to perform better. And certainly the volatility that we've seen recently just shows how uncertain that world is. I do think that a recession is going to bring a lot of the economic environment back to a place that we understand. So longer duration, if I like long duration bonds, I ultimately do like long duration equity assets. So I wouldn't say no to technology, particularly how much we've seen in terms of cuts, as well as, you know, ultimately the amount of erosion that we've seen in those prices over the course of the last year. So, you know, again, I would look for probably that safer growth kind of environment going into next year. And energy remains to be a very interesting type of sector. As we go into a more environmentally mm-hmm. friendly environment, we still need energy. So mm-hmm. supply becomes an issue. So I would look at it that way.
All right, Marvin Lowe, Senior Global Macro Strategist at State Street Global Markets. Thanks for joining us. This is Bloomberg.